Hi, I'm Tammy Greenberg, Senior Vice President, Business Development at the REB, and welcome to Radio on Main Street, the podcast all about radio. Our latest series comes to you from the 2024 ANA Masters of Marketing Conference in Orlando, Florida, where we consumed 4 full days of content from chief marketers across leading brands. The conference theme was setting the agenda for growth, and we heard a lot about creating unparalleled consumer engagement with help from advanced technology like AI. We also heard a lot about creativity, and we saw a laser focus on what matters most to consumers while never ever losing sight of humanity as tech continues to expand. REB had the opportunity to chat with many attendees and speakers about their business, their marketing goals, the issues that they're most focused on, and of course, their thoughts about radio. I had the pleasure of speaking with Neil White, president and CEO of the Minneapolis office of the renowned ad agency BBDO Worldwide. Neil is passionate about creative that is behavior changing and leads the agency to develop thought-provoking, behavior-changing, and fame-driven ideas. We talked a bit about AI's role in creative development and what it takes to truly resonate with consumers. Let's take a listen. Hi, Neil. How are you?
Hi. Great to see you.
Well, it's great to see you again. It's been a couple years. I remember coming out to visit you in Minneapolis and sharing a creative best practices presentation with
the team. That's fantastic.
That's great. So you've been here, what, a day and a half?
Day and a half, yeah.
Tell me what you've learned so far. Tell me what has been the most intriguing insight that you've heard since you've been here.
Well, look, there's been a lot of discussion about disruption and AI, and but not unexpected, but really, I mean, the big insight, which has been true forever, is like focus on the consumer and get to the heart of understanding the consumer. And AI and all other technology tools are just another tool in your toolbox that can help you to connect with consumers.
So out of curiosity, because you run a highly creative shop, are you using AI tools to help in the creative development process?
Yes, we do, and a whole bunch of different work streams.
Can you tell me a little bit about, give me an example, like how are you using it, and how is it either complementing, enhancing, or hurting the human perspective of creating work for brands?
I don't think it's hurting. I think it's changing how we approach work. And one example, just, you know, I mean, we kick everything off with trying to understand humans and getting to better and deeper insights. And I think just, you know, a quick use of AI, it's just deeper analytics around what's happening in social media.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So we heard yesterday, were you in the iHeart session, the iHeart Media session yesterday afternoon?
I was not.
Okay, so Gail Troubleman, who's chief marketing officer for iHeart, was presenting results of a study that they just did in partnership with Malcolm Gladwell. And one of the findings was that 40% of consumers today feel like they're ignored by brands.
Yeah.
What's your reaction to that? Just that statement.
Well, we just came out of a session now. We were talking about how AI and tools can help us personalize experiences. So I think that what we have in the future, you have the opportunity to actually customize a lot of content and a lot of advertising so that consumers can feel more engaged.
Yeah.
And so hopefully that will change.
Yeah. And she also was talking about how we may have potentially become too focused on hyper-targeting. So she used an image of a bullseye. And marketers are focused on the middle of that bullseye, whereas they probably should be focused on the full dark horse. And that's where, you know, some of the issues may be with reality to, you know, consumers feeling ignored.
Yeah,
maybe.
Look, I think you can, you're able with, you know, with AI and tools to be focused, highly focused, but we just came out of a progressive session where we spoke about universal truths. And how humor can be universal. Yeah. And so I think there is an opportunity to go very broad and be very resonant as well.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. So can you chat a little bit about some of the work that your agency is doing right now for some of your clients that you're particularly proud of?
Yeah, well, in this past year, we launched a campaign for Plants as Peanuts. That's actually played to some, a human insight. When something goes wrong, you hit a golf ball in the rough, you burn something, while you're cooking. Our nuts is a very common term. And so what we do is we use those moments of disaster or small little mishaps, and we then introduce planters as nuts, a way better R.
Yeah.
And so,
awesome.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun working on the planters brand.
So is audio a part of that by any chance? I have an idea for you. I do. Because, nuts, there's so many things that can happen throughout
Absolutely.
A person's daily journey.
Yeah.
And as you know, radio and audio kind of travels with the consumers. So, there may be a really, really fun thing to do with Short Force.
Yeah, no, I could totally see that. And I think that was the strength of the idea, was that it's something that could actually travel across multiple different media.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. I can't wait to see it and react to it and potentially work with you from an audio perspective. So can you share with our listening audience, because you live and breathe the world of creative, strategy and creative, if you had to give me 3 to 5 creative best practices on what it takes to really connect with consumers on behalf of a brand, what would those best practices be? And it doesn't need to be specific to any particular media.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, I think the first one is really dig deep and try and find insights that connect. Yeah. And what are those friction points or those pain points, that consumers care about? I'd say number two is, a process of iteration. It's interesting, we do work back in the office a lot, and I find that just the creative friction that happens and talking to other people and bumping up and ideas running up against each other.
Between creatives,
and then you're in the office, so I think that sort of, encourage what
is the
iteration.
Friction, like, I hate your idea, or I love your idea, or building upon it.
It's
or,
building. It's like, yeah. These things get hot, and it's great right. because it's like, there's something there. And so let me tell you about this idea. And so I think creating an environment for that creative friction to happen is great. I think having great clients is wonderful because good work doesn't happen without great clients, and so that's another thing. And then I think finally, so have a bias to action and try things, because not everything is going to be great, and sometimes it's a process of discovery. And when you try something and you find something great, then do more of that.
Absolutely. Okay, so now I'm going to change topics ever so slightly. So your agency doesn't directly plan and buy the media, right?
That's
so
right.
it's through OMD, right? You work together.
It's through PhD. So
it's
all part
PhD.
Of okay. all part of the Omnicom network. Yeah.
Okay, so what comes first? What comes first? The idea or the media? Or is it the same time? When you're given a brief from your client or whomever it is that's providing the brief to you guys, who's telling you what to create for? Or is it the creative that dictates the media that ends up being planned and bought?
Look, I think sometimes for particular brands, you know that they do well in a particular media type. And you've seen that success. So in that case, it's hard to stray from that, because it's like, as I say, if you find something...
Is that legacy brands? Is that brands that already have a heritage?
I think it entirely depends on the brand. It could be legacy, and it could be legacy campaigns too.
Right.
You know, and I mean, there's a lot of benefit to consistency over time,
yeah.
Which we just saw again in a, right. in a progressive presentation.
Yeah.
So I would say to you that it can be both. And I think sometimes, you know, we would ideate together with our media partners.
Yeah.
And what might be a great idea creatively can be enhanced through right. a great creative media execution.
Yeah.
And media can lead as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm just curious, from a creative perspective, what happens? You can pick any client, we can play with Progressive, or we can talk about Planters. When you sit down to create the idea and then execute it across media platforms, what happens within the agency when you say, okay, we need a radio spot? What's the reaction?
I mean, I would say overall, like enthusiasm. Like, you know, we love to create. And we love challenges.
Yeah.
And so I think, I mean, I just think, you know, we have a team that are really infused by the brands that they work by.
Yeah.
And so, and creatives want to create. So I think we love challenges like that.
Great. Okay. I have two final questions yep. for you. And they are, I may have asked you this the last time you visited with us, but we've got this campaign. And I'm going to ask you, I'm going to just say, three words, repeat those words and answer them either from your professional experience or from your own personal habits. Either way will work. The first is radio matters because.
Okay, radio matters because it evokes imagination.
Excellent. And radio works because.
Radio works because you can take it with you anywhere.
It's awesome. Thank you so much for being with us.
I
hope you have a great rest of your conference.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
BBDO is a shop exclusively devoted to creating breakthrough ad campaigns for their clients to surprise, delight, and engage consumers. Their Own Nuts campaign for Planters is a great example of how they practice what they preach by digging deep to find the nugget that helps the brand connect with their consumers. As Neil shared, BBDO works hand in hand with their PhD media partners, and a great idea can always be enhanced by creative media execution. An important reminder for all of us as we look to identify door openers for prospects that may be buying other media with highly creative campaigns. After all, as Neil says, radio matters because it evokes imagination, and it works because it's always with the consumer as they navigate their daily journeys.
If you'd like to learn more about radio and its many benefits, we invite you to visit us at rab.com, or you can email us directly at askrab@rab.com. Until next time, it's Radio on Main Street.